WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week, one of the main topics for discussion was the tropics, and I noted the use of a term in one of the tropical cyclone discussions, the stepped frequency microwave radiometer, or SFMR. So what is that exactly? The stepped frequency microwave radiometer is a state-of-the-art instrument designed to continuously and accurately measure the wind at the ocean's surface directly below an aircraft. The SFMR, affectionately known as SMRF, is installed within a pod attached to the aircraft's wing on the WC-130J used by the hurricane hunters and on NOAA hurricane reconnaissance planes. As the plane flies through a storm, the SFMR is designed to measure surface brightness temperature in six frequency bands spanning 4.5 to 7 gigahertz from microwave radiation naturally emitted from foam created on the sea by wind at the surface. Computers then determine wind speeds based on the levels of microwave radiation detected using an algorithm developed with NOAA's Hurricane Research Division. Currently, wind values are extrapolated from the winds at the aircraft's altitude or from a dropsaw released from the aircraft. The SFMR, however, directly measures the surface wind and is not confined to a single point like the dropsaw. This constant measurement of surface wind gives the National Hurricane Center a better picture of the storm. The SFMR can also determine rainfall rates within a storm system. This, in addition to wind speed at flight level, provides structural detail of the storm. The final Hurricane Hunter aircraft equipped with the SFMR was delivered on February the 15th, 2008, completing the fleet of 10 WC-130J aircraft outfitted with the SMRF pod. Hurricane hunters improved the accuracy of the National Hurricane Center forecasts by 30%, a number likely to rise with the use of the SFMR. Oh, and if you want one for your own weather station or your own airplane, delivery takes about 9 months and costs a mere $160,000.
Guess I'll step up my frequency and be out of here.
If you have questions about the weather, send an email to question@weatherbrains.com.